A Catalan Feed report that came out on a Friday afternoon sounds like it's going to be more just going back to having cash trade. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. We're going to get all the details and the breakdowns. Kyle Bumstead joins us today. As you look at those numbers, Kyle, what's your takeaway?
Well, Susan, the takeaway is here. The on-feed number came right in line with the average trade estimate. The average trade estimate on feed was 98.4%. Came in at 98.2, so a little bit under the expectation by about 0.2%. Placements, that one there, a lot of folks are going to spin that bullish, but it was less than 1%. It came in at 95.3, and they're expecting 96.5, but still towards the middle of the range of expectations here against last month's 94.6. And then marketings came in at 87% versus 87.1%. We do have to keep in mind that we did have one less day here this year for marketings than we did in 2025. So looking at things here, I think this report is probably just going to be a pretty neutral. I don't look for it to be a market mover at all, but I am thinking what the market mover is going to be here is how this cash trade rounds out to be here later today. A lot of cash trade did start to really get going here after dinner and after the close here. I think it's really getting going. We've heard as high as 248 paid here in Nebraska, 388 on a dress basis. We've heard some 250 in Northwest Iowa, and then we've also heard some more rumors of 250 in Western and Southwest Iowa as well. Kansas and Texas have been very quiet aside from that earlier trade we had this week at 248 and 249 down there, Susan.
Do you think they could stay pretty much silent and see a pickup come next week?
I think that's possible, but I know that they're really screaming about their margins right now, and, you know, I don't know as they're going to keep doing that, losing, you know, $300 a head or whatever on these cattle. I think that they could be shuttering some plants and slowing some things down here and really try to, you know, back some cattle up here and try to get things to work back in their favor.
All right, Kyle Bumstead joining us in a breakdown of the Cattle on Feed report. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.